A reading from the Book of Wisdom. This is translation from the Jerusalem Bible. God made us imperishable. In the image of his own nature, God made us. It was the devil's envy that brought death into the world, as those who are his partners discover. But the souls of the just are in the hands of God. No torment shall ever touch them. In the eyes of the unwise, they did appear to die. Their going looked like a disaster. Their leaving us like annihilation. But they are in peace. If they experience punishment, as people see it, their hope was rich with immortality. Slight was their affliction. Great will their blessings be. God has put them to the test and proved them worthy to be with him. He has tested them like gold in a furnace and accepted them as a holocaust. When the time comes for his visitation, they will shine out. As sparks run through the stubble, so will they. They shall judge nations, rule over peoples, and God will be their king forever. They who trust in God will understand the truth. Those who are faithful will live with God in love. For grace and mercy await those God has chosen. The Word of God. Thanks be to God. As I prepare this preaching, I'm aware that on Tuesday, November 12, I'll be visiting a wonderful brother in the Dominican family. He's a good friend. He's on his way to death, perhaps very close to death. My heart is heavy as I think about his dying. Yet he is carrying it well. He spoke openly about his coming death, sometimes even joking, yet nearly always with an amazing peace and calm. He's one of the finest men I know. He's always had a marvelous energy. He shines out and darts about like sparks through stubble. He's way too young to be facing this. The cancer that I survived some 12 years ago. Is this fair, Lord? I'd be willing to take his place now so his energy might continue to shine. But I suspect that's not the way you work, God. Well, how does God work when it comes to the death of the just ones? This reading from the Book of Wisdom is often read at funerals, and it offers some insight. First of all, that we come from God, and that God created us and loves us and wants to live with us for all eternity. And it hints that death is a part of life. As paradoxical as that sounds, death is a part of life, and the dead are in peace. Grace and mercy, it says, are with God's holy ones, and God's own care is with them. I've been close to death a number of times in my own life, but it just wasn't my time. And that's a phrase that many folks use. It wasn't his time. And I believe there's a truth to it as well. My time. Not in some predestination or fundamentalist way, as though it's all laid out in God's blueprint for my life, but neither can I think that it was just luck or good fortune that I survived those brushes with death. For sure, I believe that God is a part of it all. That, yes, somehow God has a time for me. It's not as though it's a random or indiscriminate time. Our God is not a capricious, haphazard God. I can honestly say that I should have been dead long ago. Yet here I am, very much alive and loving life. Thank you, God. I think I'll share with my friend an old Irish prayer poem that my grandma Aggie Flynn taught me. It goes, "Death has a bad name on earth, but in heaven it's a homecoming party. Death is God carrying us in one of his arms, while the other flings aside heaven's door, welcoming us back to the blazing hearth of our first home. In heaven, it's a homecoming party every time that door opens. And those inside, having arrived long before us, rush to the door like glad children, shouting, 'They're here, they're here.' And God does not forget his earthbound children, sad and left behind. God leaves the party early to enter into their despair with them and to get them ready for their own parties someday."